Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Are you struggling to parent your child or teenager who has a very challenging temperament? Well, today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 33, is titled Moving Beyond Parent-Child Temperament Clashes. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And for those looking for help with their parenting and relationship challenges, come to my website, neildbrown.com, and download my free Parent Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast, not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're answering a question from Carrie of Hutchinson, Kansas. And Carrie writes, "Our daughter will be turning 16 in about 10 days and has a cell phone but not a smartphone. She's been asking for one and I feel like it's time. I want to do the teen phone contract with her, but here's the problem. She already has an iPod that was given to her by a friend last year, and she uses it as much or more than her phone. However, we've been too lax with boundaries concerning it. We would have had more rules in place when she got it if we would have realized everything. So now I feel like setting all the boundaries that I want to put in the teen phone contract, she's going to see it as taking away the freedom that she currently has. She has it with her all the time, including in her room, and she doesn't want us to be connected with her on social media except for Facebook. She is a good kid for the most part, and I don't believe that she'll do anything harmful. And she knows enough not to bully or send nudes, but I know that if we try to change the rules now, that she will claim we are not trusting her, as she thinks she can take care of herself. She is very strong-willed, and we have had our go-arounds. Things have been going better lately, though, and we have started building a better relationship with her that I do not want to mess up. And I do have your book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. Can you please give us some advice for this particular situation?" Wow, Carrie, well, I certainly appreciate that you're writing me and have read the book, so let's see what we can do. You're saying that you want to make a change in the standards and limits with your daughter, and because it's a change in the status quo, that she's going to actively resist that change. And she's pretty strong-willed. So I want to respond to your question by focusing on challenging temperamental differences between parents and kids and helping kids grow beyond their basic natures. So it sounds to me like your wonderful daughter has a pretty intense temperament. When she doesn't get her way, she doesn't go to the corner and sulk, like some kids might. She stands up and she fights. Now, psychologist Ron Toffel, in his book, Nurturing Good Children Now, describes four temperamental types. There are other models for temperamental types, but let's just use Ron's. I don't particularly love the names he gives each of these types, but they do convey the idea. Here are his types: reserved, clingy; intense, sensitive; easy, balanced; and aggressive, intense. Now, I find the word aggressive is pretty loaded, so I'd rather call it competitive intense. And clingy loses its meaning when we're talking about adults, so I'd rather call it reserved, sensitive. So for your daughter, Carrie, we might think of her as intense, competitive. We know she's intense, and she fights to win, so that identification is a pretty good bet. And then there are you and your husband. It sounds like neither of you is by nature as intense as your daughter. Perhaps you are reserved, or maybe more balanced and easygoing. In either case, the dynamic between your temperament types and your daughter's has led to her emotional her emotionality taking the upper hand in her relationship with her parents. Certainly, this is not to an absolute level since things do not sound like they're out of control, but certainly enough that you and your husband are cautious about setting limits with her. And this has led to at least a moderate level of a control battle. So let's look at how this may have played out over the years. Daughter is demanding and intense. Parents are cautious and pick their fights since they don't want to get into struggles. Daughter continues to use her emotionality to get her way, maybe even bullying with her emotions to get her way. Parents stay positive and pick their fights, probably getting into it with her, sometimes wondering what is wrong with our daughter. Now, on the positive side, what's great about what you and your husband did was you avoided major battles and you kept basic standards and values in place. We know this because your daughter is doing pretty well. And you have confidence that she isn't engaging in out-of-control behavior or seriously at-risk behavior, that she has and she uses some common sense. Yet, the one thing that is still a problem is that your daughter uses her emotionality, her argumentativeness, to get her way. And this is a pattern that has been in place since she was a little girl. So, Carrie, this might not be exactly what went on in your family, but I'd be surprised if it isn't close. And it gives me an opportunity to talk about how innate temperament and environment shape personality. So let's back up and look at temperament and personal growth. Now, even though we all have strong tendencies to behave within our temperamental nature, we don't have to get stuck there. We don't have to be prisoners of our innate temperaments. We can grow enough self-knowledge and grow enough skills to operate out of our comfort zones. For example, those of us who are shy still need to put ourselves out there and take social risks. It's important for social life, for one's social life, and it's important for one's work life. They may never love cocktail parties, but folks with this temperament still need to be able to put themselves out there. Similarly, those who are more extroverted, outgoing, and competitive need to learn to take a breath, reflect, give others a chance to express themselves, and give others a chance to get their way. We want to balance our temperamental inclination with opposite skills and behaviors. The shy, reserved person needs to be able to advocate for themselves and engage with others. The easygoing person needs to be able to take a stand for what they want and what they believe. The sensitive, intense person has to be able to calm their emotions and see the bigger picture, be patient. And the competitive, intense person has to be able to learn to make room for others and see that everything isn't winning and losing. We can't simply say, hey, that's my nature, and then write ourselves an excuse for not growing or ever getting out of our comfort zones. Think about it. I'm sure you know adults who are very much stuck in their basic temperament. And then you know adults who have found ways to balance their basic nature with wisdom and skills. So in raising our kids, we want to understand and accept the fact of their temperament. And then we want a strategy to support them in building the skills to be able to operate out of the comfort zone of their temperament. Now, in your case, Carrie, that means that you're going to want to help your daughter be aware of her nature, of her temperament, and slow things down, listen better, talk and discuss without going to fight, resist, and argue. We don't want to shut her down and make her wrong for her temperament. We want to help her grow and develop social emotional skills. Okay, so here we are. We have a moderate control battle and a 16-year-old who fights with her parents when she doesn't get her way. What do we do? I suggest that before you even talk about phones or social media and contracts, that you talk about communication in the family. That you want to be able to have conversations about rules and expectations without things devolving into an emotional fight and an argument. Kerry, in general, I like to think of 16 as the beginning of young adulthood. For 13, 14, and 15-year-olds, thoughts of the future are pretty abstract. They're more motivated by things teen and developing independence from their families. At 16, kids begin to realize that they're only 24 months from legal adulthood, that their lives are going to change dramatically after only a couple of more years. And this is more motivating than simply independence from family, or needs to be. So knowing this, you can appeal to your daughter's pride as a 16-year-old young woman that you want to be able to have more adult to young adult conversations with her. You know that she is older and more mature, and you want conversations to reflect the maturity that you know she is capable of. Now, since you've read Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle, you know that the way out of a control battle is to, number one, be extremely positive and have and communicate faith in our kids. And number two, to make privileges contingent on managing responsibilities and having a good attitude. So that's exactly what I want to do here, Kerry. Just as important, and maybe more important than cell phone rules themselves, is your daughter's willingness to have conversations with her parents that are at a young adult level, where she demonstrates listening skill and respect, that she expresses her point of view without fighting or being argumentative. Sound good? Here is what talking to your daughter might sound like, and I'll call your daughter Sarah as I do this little role play. Sarah, now that you're 16 and we're starting a new school year, we want to take a look at things where things are now and where things are going over the next couple of years. First, we want you to know how proud we are of you, that you're a fantastic young lady, that you do well in so many areas, including, and of course this is where you'll fill it in, I don't know your daughter, but it might be things like you're so good with animals, you're so smart, you are so good at making people feel comfortable, a lot of people really love you, you might be really smart and creative, and you might be musical. So all these things that she's really good at, you're going to want to double down on and make sure that she gets that you get it. And that's what you're emphasizing. Then we're going to go on. We appreciate that you have an empowered and strong voice, and you're willing to express yourself strongly. It's part of your basic nature, and we appreciate that, and we respect that. Now that you're moving into your young adult years, there are some emotional skills and communication skills that we want to see you learn and embrace. It's time to demonstrate better listening and more mature and thoughtful discussion skills with us. You might be doing better with others or your teachers. Now it's time for us to do it together. Specifically, we want to be able to talk with you without your blowing up and getting argumentative and getting emotional. It is your nature to feel things strongly and to express things strongly. But now that you're entering your young adult years, you need to do a better job of managing that, of balancing that with mature and thoughtful discussion skills. You're going to go on and let her know that to keep the privileges you now enjoy and to gain new ones, such as a smartphone, we're going to need you to actively work at and demonstrate these new skills. Remember, Sarah, over the next 24 months, you're going to be preparing for legal adulthood. High school will be over and you'll be going on to the next phase of your life, using your judgment about how to spend your time, use your devices, manage your relationships entirely on your own. So right now, you need to work with us on making these decisions and by demonstrating maturity in your communication with us. That way, Dad and I will be able to see you as ready for greater levels of privilege and independence. Kerry, I hope this makes sense. What this approach will do is it will take you and your husband out of tiptoeing around your daughter's emotionality And that's a growth opportunity for both of you to move beyond the limits of your basic temperaments or your basic natures. And it gives your daughter guidance and direction to grow beyond the limits of her temperament or her basic nature. So parents, here is my challenge to us all. Let's take a hard look at our own temperament type and see how it serves us and how it limits us. And let's look at our children, teens, and young adult children and see how their temperament serves and limits them as well. Let this knowledge inform our parenting strategies. In what ways do I need to stretch to parent out of my comfort zone and give my kid what they need? Do I need to slow down to be calmer? Do I need to be stronger? Do I need to be more honest about what I expect? And in what ways do I need to help my child, teen, or young adult grow to take advantage of their inherent temperament and not be limited by it? We all have our basic natures, but we don't want to be imprisoned by our basic nature. We need self-awareness and skills that takes us out of our comfort zones. Thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and thanks to Carrie from Hutchinson, Kansas for her stimulating question. And please feel free to come to my website at neildbrown.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter where there is plenty of helpful stuff there right now, including my recently released TEDx talk, and plenty more great stuff in the pipeline. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.